This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado leaders are reacting to the leaked Supreme Court documents that appear to show justices will overturn Roe v. Wade. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Denver Democratic Representative Diana DeGette co-chairs the House Pro-Choice Caucus. She called the draft opinion a shattering blow to the right to an abortion and said the U.S. Senate should follow the House's lead and pass a federal law to keep the procedure legal nationwide. El Paso Republican Doug Lamborn, a major abortion opponent in Congress, said if justices follow through with the leaked opinion, they will be showing courage and integrity in righting a historic wrong. Colorado law was recently changed to ensure abortion stays legal, even if Roe is overturned. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
CPR has more reactions to the leaked Roe v. Wade decision online, as well as a guide to what is likely to happen in Colorado if the case is overturned. Head over to CPR.org. A bill to require greener, more energy-efficient home and building construction standards squeaked by the State House Monday, passing by just one vote. Democratic Representative Tracy Burnett from Longmont is a sponsor. She says the legislation is about saving people money.
We're looking into the future so that we're building right the first time. So people, if they want to have an electric vehicle, if they want to have solar panels, that they don't have to rip out and tear things out and spend a lot of money to get those things.
Many Democrats and Republicans worry the legislation could increase upfront building costs and reduce the power of local government. The legislation now heads to the state Senate. This is CPR and KRCC. In Denver today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 65, then a chance of thunderstorms this evening. Right now, it's 41 degrees.